Chapter 3, Before, Now, and After. At this point in my vision, the angel of the Lord began to reveal things to me I'd often wondered about. He said, God has spoken, and I'm to show you before, now, and after. The things I'm going to show you will give you great excitement. I'm going to reveal to you what happens when a person is born again. I will show you how a person's sins are washed away by the blood of the Lamb in the record room. I'm going to show you what happens when a born-again individual dies on earth and his soul comes to heaven. We traveled from heaven at a fast rate of speed, and soon we were back over the earth. I could see the earth as in a vision, and the angel said to me, Look and behold. As the angel allowed the vision to pass before me, I saw a beautiful little church in the country. I don't know where the church was located geographically, but it was a rural church way out in the country. I could see about 30 people seated in pews. As I gazed on this scene, I saw a mighty angel standing over the church. The guiding angel beside me said, An angel is stationed at every church. This angel is in charge of all other angels at that church. An angel stood on either side of the pastor at the pulpit. Beyond those two were two more angels. This made for four angels around the pulpit. Two angels stood at the back of the church behind the congregation. Two more stood about halfway up the aisle, and up near the altar stood two more angels. So there were quite a few angels in that church, and several of them had scrolls and pens in their hand. The angel said to me, I want to show you what happens. The pastor began to speak. The ushers started to take up the offering. As the offering was received, the angel recorded people's attitudes in giving. They recorded the contributors' thoughts, whether they begrudged giving to the work of the Lord, or if they enjoyed giving the offering and viewed it as an act of worship. The angels logged it all in their record books. Then the two big angels in the front of the pulpit nodded their heads at the other angels. Then my guide said to me, I want to show you something else. Watch closely and you'll be blessed. Suddenly, it seemed as if I had been moved behind the pastor. As he was preaching on the sixth verse, Seek the Lord while ye may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I could see a host of heavenly beings inside the church. All the time the service was going on, the angels were rejoicing. The minister was anointed as he preached that message. One of the angels was pouring what looked like fire on his head. The glories of God were coming from the pastor's mouth. At the back of the church, a door opened, and a man who was very drunk staggered in. He came down the aisle saying, I'm the one you're talking to, preacher. I need the Lord. I need to be saved. I'm an alcoholic. The man dropped to his knees at the front altar and began to cry out to God. As the man began to pray to God, with upraised hands, I saw wide black bands that were wrapped all around him. He was in bondage to all kinds of sin, but especially to alcohol addiction and drunkenness. A deacon said to him, You must confess these sins to God so that he can forgive you and so you can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. As he began to confess his sins, an angel touched him. I could see fire coming from the angel's hands. The bands started to break and burst off of him. This gave the man tremendous liberty. He raised his hands and praised the Lord. He stood up, and I saw the glory of God come down on him. I know the Lord sobered him up because he began to shout praises to the Lord. We traveled back to heaven with the other two angels very rapidly. The angel said to me, Now they must go to the angel in charge. My guide explained that in every record room, there is an angel in charge. Everything that goes in or out of the room goes past that angel. All is done in order to the glory of God. I was amazed to see all the things going on. As I observed, the man's book was handed to one of the rejoicing saints. Page after page of their old writings were washed away. They lifted up pages one by one, and I could see that every page had been washed in the blood of Jesus. Nothing of this person's sins remained. And this scripture came to me from Isaiah. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Isaiah 43:25. Again, I stood before the throne of God. There were horns blowing. The sound of trumpets blared. There was much thunder and lightning. I could hear a multitude of voices saying, "Glory to God! Hallelujah!" I watched this mighty scene. I saw the angel lay the book on the altar of God and bow down low. The voice of God resonated loudly through the air, yet I understood every word. The blare of trumpets announced the saints as they came, one by one, to stand before God. An inestimable number of saints, angels, and heavenly beings made up a huge gallery. All of them were glorifying God. God said to the assembled saints, "I see your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Welcome into the joy of the Lord." With that, the Lord placed magnificent golden crowns on the head of his sanctified ones.